I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Now we head up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell. And how about as far as bitter wabe, are they standouts in Day County for perch or walleyes?
Yeah, I think both of those are where most people are going so far. I'd say wabe is the better of the two as far as the perch bite goes. That north area up around Buckshot in that area sounds like it's been fairly good. It sounds like a fair number of limits, and they're nice perch that are being caught. And then there's some occasional walleyes mixed in, and those look real healthy as well.
I was going to say, on bitter, are they maybe walking on all sides?
Yeah, it's for the most part, it's been foot traffic so far. I think a few four-wheelers or ATVs are starting to go out. Drove by the, would be the east side ramp, and there was a fair number of people in that Bagley Bay area had walked out up in that Kaseya's Great area. I think a few people are walking out there as well as also on the north end of Bitter. There's some activity up there.
Horseshoe or Lynn or some of the lakes up north, Opitz?
Opitz has had some activity. I haven't heard much of a bite going on there yet. That's one you'd expect some, decent perch to be caught on, as well as you should have a lot of smaller walleyes to be caught. Lynn, there's still some open water on it, and so the ice is a little bit iffy. And I don't know. I guess that's about the main ones. I think on Roy Lake, up further north, sounds like they're catching a good number of northern pike on there, and that, for whatever reason, Roy has more ice than most of the lakes in the area, and there's people driving vehicles on that one.
It seems like on Bitter, up behind the Supper Club there on the far northeast end, the last couple of years, I know that was a good fishery for some structure and some walleyes in perch last year. Do you know if they're starting out or putting pressure on that area?
Yeah, there's been some activity. I would say, I think we're just, a week away from where we'll start seeing a lot of people fishing that area. As soon as the ice firms up a little bit, once we get this cold weather coming in, I think we'll definitely see more people fishing that area.
Couple, three lesser-known bodies of water where maybe a guy should try if he gets up in that zone in Day County?
There's a fair number of waters around the area. I think Antelope would be a good one to go after, some bigger walleyes if you're looking for that. It's just a matter of getting out and trying some of these areas just because we haven't had a lot of activity yet on them.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Now we head up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Bryce McVicker, conservation officer, have you talked to anybody that's hunted out at the river yet?
Yeah, actually went out there myself for a couple days the middle of this week, and flights are pretty good. Most of the geese that we saw were smaller geese, and didn't really want a decoy. The second day had a little bit better weather, and but still about the same amount of birds. Saw a few more big geese, and those are the ones that decoyed a little bit better for us.
Well, back in northeast South Dakota, around Watertown or whatever areas you've traveled to, how's the fishing and how's the ice depth?
Early season ice fishing seems to be really good. Hearing a lot of good reports, seeing a lot of nice fish coming off. About all the lakes now are pretty much safe to be walking out on. Some of the bodies of water, we're starting to see a little bit of four-wheeler traffic, but nothing a whole lot bigger than that for most of these area lakes. But I would guess by the end of the long Christmas weekend, we'll see a little bit bigger vehicles out there, start seeing some UTVs and maybe some snowmobiles and fishermen exploring a little bit more. As far as really good fish bites, Cottonwood and Northern Clark, Wabe and Ponce have been our big three so far.
As far as pheasant hunters, do you still see some regular hunting pressure?
Very little. We could really use some snow. Hopefully we get that over this long Christmas weekend here that we're going into. And if we do, I think hunters are really going to be able to take advantage of some pheasants here the last couple days. But right now, kind of stagnant, just waiting for a little bit of change in the weather.
Bryce McVicker, conservation officer out of the Watertown office, thank you. Now we travel down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, I guess starting south, working your way up north? Are some lakes getting fishing pressure and giving up some fish?
Yeah, you know, the one lake that I've heard of down south that's been putting out some fish is South Island Lake. That's probably south of Madison over by Buffalo Trading Post. And I guess they're getting some perch and walleye out there. We've pretty aggressively stocked that lake over the last couple of years. So I know there's some fish in there. But, yeah, I guess they've been fishing that. My guess is the walleye is probably in evening bite. It's not a real deep body of water and relatively clear, so that might be worth a try. Further north, Madison Lakes have been kind of quiet since the ice went on. We really aren't getting much out of those, hearing much out of those lakes. Further north, I guess Whitewood's been the place to go. I did get one report that things had slowed down a little bit recently, but earlier they were getting perch. There's a few big perch in the mix, a lot of 8 to 10s I heard, and then early on there was a walleye bite too, and those fish are really nice, big fat, I think 16 to 20 inch walleyes. The other place that I think people are still headed out to, Lake Ponset, you know, that was opened up, and so those 14-inchers, 14-inch-plus fish are available. And then Lake Campbell, too. The south end of Lake Campbell early on was producing some walleyes and I guess an occasional perch, but I have yet to hear anything out of the Oakwood Lakes. Or a couple of other usual early starts, Oak Lake or Goldsmith. No reports yet. It's still a little bit creepy around here. I know at least one of the sloughs that I passed on the way down to Sioux Falls, old slough over by the Flanders Lake, that all of a sudden about a quarter of it opened up the other morning. So people need to exercise caution, at least until we get this really cold weather.
Yeah, there's some open water on Lake Kempeska that hadn't been open before, and some darker ice, and also Lake Pelican south of Watertown has open water on that too in places. Back to Whitewood, were they stocked, or was that when the water was so high, Thompson and Whitewood interchange fish, or you never hear about walleyes much out of Whitewood?
You know, yeah, it's hard to say where those fish. We have stocked Whitewood with walleye fry through the years. I think the potential exists for natural reproduction, too. You know, all those perch that are caught are naturally reproduced. So you know, those walleyes could have been naturally reproduced, or they could have been the product of a past fry stocking.
Well, Dave Lucchese out of the Sioux Falls and Brookings Game Fish and Parks offices, thank you. Now we travel over to Esteline, and we're talking to Hamlin County Conservation Officer Dan Sternhagen. And Dan, as far as your two main lakes there probably that are going to be the hottest would be probably Elbert and Ponset. How's the fishing?
Fishing's doing decent out there. There's plenty of people out there chasing the fish around. Ponset, most of the activity that I've seen is off of that Alamo Saarinen's access area on the north end. Definitely be careful. I mean, the ice is, you know, 4 or 5 inches thick here and maybe 6, 7, 8 inches over there. There's not a true consistency of an ice depth out there right now. So if you're going to venture out there, I suggest use, you know, all the safety that you can with spud bar, ice picks, maybe a life jacket. And, you know, have fun. I mean, people are out there catching them. A few smaller walleyes and perch while they're out there. Over on Albert, definitely not as much pressure, but there has been a few people off the north end. Haven't seen any good reports of fish activity out there, but definitely a lot of people out there trying to chase them bigger walleye in Lake Albert. So.
Now, you have had a couple ATVs. What part of Lake Ponset did they went in on?
I did have a confirmed one over off the Alamos area, probably 400 yards off to the south. Southwest area of that area that was completely fell in. They got it out no problem, and then the other one I have heard through the grapevine that it fell in kind of over on the east end.
Okay,
so it just kind of goes to show, I mean, that ice just isn't 100% safe. Well, no ice is 100% safe.
Yeah. So. And pheasant hunters, not much activity?
Yeah, I haven't seen a whole lot. Granted, I've been fairly busy with patrolling some ice fishermen, but yeah, I would expect that with this cold weather coming through, probably going to shut it down pretty good. So unless it decides to warm back up next week, kind of depends on how active you want to be with it.
Well, Dan Sternhagen, Hamlin County CO, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors. Don Fierstead here with some additional outdoor information. Out at the river, the last flight was December 12th. In the upper Oahe at 10,000 Canadians, lower Oahe 33,000, right in the pier area 10,000, Lake Sharp below pier 61,000, and down around Chamberlain, Lake Francis Case had 60,000 Canadians. There is still in Lake Sharp south of pier 42,000 snow geese. Mallards in the lower Oahe 136,000, 84,000 on Lake Sharp. And Lake Francis Case, Chamberlain and South, 180,000 mallards. Don't forget about the upcoming tournaments. We have the ice fishing tournament January 13th and 14th, and it's a Stump Wilkins benefit. It's a 24-hour tournament, January 13th and 14th, noon Saturday to noon Sunday. You can bring the kids, all kinds of neat prizes, $75 for a two-person team, 80% payback, and that's to raise money to help Stump Wilkins with a new wheelchair. Also on the 13th, the Bitter Lake South Dakota ICX Tournament, $20 entry fee, open to all members of the Armed Forces, past, present, and their guests, honoring heroes. Bitter Lake Lodge, again, that is January 13th. For more information, get a hold of Jerry at 216-2970. And then coming up on the 19th of January, the 4th Annual Fishing for Miracles, Children's Miracle Network Tournament, January 19th from 3 to January 20th. And you can get a hold of Corey Schaefer for more information, 520-3704. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Happy Holidays. Now we head up north of pier to the Sheehan Waterfall Unit with the Game Fish and Parks. We're talking to Tim Withers, and I guess as far as birds are more in the area now, Tim?
You know, it appears to be that we've gained some birds, definitely over the last few weeks. Looked like the flights that were out they did this week, Monday or Tuesday they flew. Numbers showed pretty decent numbers, still not huge, but we did see, an increase in numbers for the Canada Goose numbers for the area. So, it's looking a lot better than it did a few weeks ago.
Did you or have you had any snow recently?
We've got a little tiny skip of snow right now, nothing much. I think most of it, the way it looks, is staying south of us, down on the interstate. So not too far away from us.
Below the dam, Lake Sharp, all the way down to the pocket, is there hunting pressure? And there's some areas of public land there for pass shooters also, isn't there?
Yeah, I guess I talked to a couple guys that were down that way. They were kind of, as far as pass shooting, kind of the same thing as what was happening up here, with the small birds. It was making it tough, but guys were seeing birds and getting a few on those, the windy days and stuff. In fact, they guys were actually pretty happy with what they'd seen down there and got into some, good shooting.
Now, will the goose trailer be open throughout the holidays?
Yeah, they only were closed on Christmas Day. Everything, the fields and the trailers closed, and we opened back up day after Christmas till the end of the season.
And if they have questions, the phone number?
Yeah, the number appears 605-264-5380.
Tim Withers at the Sheehan Waterfall Unit north of pier, thank you. Well, now on the phone we have Doug Elvine from the Isaac Walton League, and the Big Ice Fishing Derby is scheduled again this year, as it has been for many years, Saturday, December 30th from 1 to 5 on Lake Impasca. Headquarters, the prop at Stony Point, but you can weigh your fish in, like every year, at Compesca Lodge or the prop. And, you know, the way the winter's settling down now and making good ice, I think December 30th, hopefully, it'll still work.
Well, I sure hope so. You know, looking at the forecast that week or two before, you know, before the tournament on December 30th, it's talking nighttime lows, maybe even below zero, so that'll make some ice.
Yeah, and without a lot of snow on the lake, it'll make good, solid ice, and that's what we need.
Yeah, that's for sure. You get people out there that like to feel comfortable when they're out there fishing and not have to worry about the ice and just go out and catch some fish and have some fun.
Well, this is a fundraiser for a lot of the money to put towards the youth programs that the Ikes do in conservation projects. Is there any upcoming projects you want to tell us about?
Well, you know, right now our fishing tournament is our big one at this time of the year. But we're also, you know, we have two scholarships that we give, one at the high school and one at Lake Area Tech that this helps raise money for. And then we get into the spring, we have our microwave lecture series and just have a lot of other things like our Isaac Walton Trail out at Memorial Park, and we've got a native prairie that we have to maintain out by City Park, and you know, things like that. So there's all kinds of projects all, you know, year round that we've got going on. Right now, our focus right now is on our fishing tournament.
You know, every year you have a lot of prizes, and usually I believe every youngster, boy or girl, that attends that just about wins a prize. And the merchants,
every kid, every youth that enters and fishes in our tournament, they come to the weigh-in at the prop at 5 o'clock. We have drawings for the kids, and every, I pretty much guarantee that every kid will get a prize, and then we have a lot of nice prizes too. We every runnings has been really good about giving us quite a number of quality prizes. We get some from Proud Angler and Compesca Lodge, and some other places once in a while too. I think Jiffy, last year we had some prizes from Jiffy.
Yep.
And
I'll get you some
really
more.
Good. And I think that's one of the biggest things I'd like to encourage people is we really like to see the kids out there fishing. They have so much fun when we see the kids out there, you know, with their parents or grandparents or whoever it is. We really like to see the kids get out.
Yep, and I'll get some more Jiffy prizes to you again this year, too, for the kids,
okay.
Doug. And, of course,
sure.
It is the Ikes Derby. Next and last question, where can they get tickets?
Tickets this year, you can get them at the main headquarters is the prop. You can get them at Compesca Lodge, Proud Angler, and the Cowboy Bait and Ammo. And those are the main places. And also any Isaac Walt member. If you know someone that's an Ikes member, the Compesca chapter, they all have a book of tickets to sell, so you can get them from them. And I just want to remind people that when you buy one of our tickets, you can still win some money. You don't even have to fish. If you can't fish, we have a $100 cash drawing every hour that your name will be in there, and so you still have a chance to win, even if you can't get out there and fish. Good cash prizes. We have two cash prizes every hour for largest walleye, and then at the end of the day, we have a cash prize for largest crappie, perch, northern pike, and bass. And we also give out prizes for the youth for largest perch and largest northern. So we have a lot of good prizes, and everybody has a good time. And last year there was quite a few fish caught.
Well, Doug Elvine from the Ikes, your tournament Saturday, December 30th on Lake Compesca. Thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.